Blog Talk Radio. Conference is being recorded.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Nigeria, U.S., United States, Canada, North America, South America, you name it, literally all over the world. And we'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. You spirit of infirmity, Lucifer, the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Touch your body. Bring healing in the name of Jesus to Mother Stokes. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. God, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for her. Thank you for what you're doing for her and for the blood of Jesus that prevails over her right now. Bless, bless, bless. Deliver. Deliver. I take the authority you gave to me. I bind that affliction on this earth and I curse it at the root. The blood of Jesus is available unto her, and God, let in the spirit realm, let the anointing sit in every spot that's been causing her problems, and destroy that yoke, destroy the affliction, destroy all that that's causing her pain in her body, and give her deliverance in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. It's gonna be all right, Mother. God bless you. God bless you. Praise him and get you some water. Start drinking a glass of water right now. Drink that water with that oil in it. You hear me? And while you're drinking it, just say, I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. I rebuke affliction. Say it. I rebuke affliction. Of affliction. I rebuke affliction. Drink that oil. Drink that water. All right. Drink that water. God bless you. All right. God bless you. I got to run, Mother. God bless you. Have a good night. God bless all of you on the blog line tonight. Thank you, Jesus. We welcome you to the blog line, where we've come to praise the Lord at least 1,000 times and to give him glory and adoration. Healing's on the line already. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Come on. Open your mouth right now. Let's thank him right now. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Somebody else needs a touch from the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Yes, the blood. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
For Mother Stokes just called me before we began the block line, and she said she was having pains all around, a terrible headache, and felt dizzy and had pains all around her waist. Amen. Some of y'all recognize those symptoms. And we rebuked them in the name of Jesus and rebuked that affliction. Believe the Lord touched her. Amen. God bless you. Is there anybody with prayer requests tonight before we go any further? Let us have those prayer requests. Yeah, while the anointing is moving. Learn how to move while the anointing is moving, and you'll be surprised at what the Lord will do for you. All right. I'm opening up the prayer line. Do we have any volunteers who will take the prayer request tonight?
I will, Dr. Keith. I will. This is Ambassador Hendricks.
The line is open to you, Mother. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 This is Ambassador Hendricks, 912 area. I'm here to receive the prayer request. Amen. So if you have a prayer request, let it be made known now.
I want to ask Dr. Peterson. I got a couple of prayer requests. I like to pray for Margaret. She's a little 6-year-old girl. They don't know what's wrong with her. All they know, she got spots on her tongue, and her tongue is white. So they don't know what's wrong with her yet. She's 6 years old. Her name is Morgan. And I also for Mrs. Ruth Emery. She has a tumor on her brain, on the left side of her head. She's supposed to have surgery on Tuesday. It's Ruth Emery. And I also continue to pray for Angelo Wilford, cancer patient. He's in the hospital.
Okay. Who'd you say Tuesday?
Ms. Ruth Emery.
Ruth Emery.
First my husband, Tuesday, and Reverend Charles Emery. She's the first lady of the church in dear friend of mine. First my husband, Tuesday, and Charles Emery. Reverend Charles Emery.
Her first name is not Ruth. What is it?
Her name is Ruth. Ruth Emery. And my first husband, Tuesday, name is Charles.
Okay.
And the girl's name is Morgan. And also Angelo Wilford. He's a cancer patient, too.
Any other prayer requests?
This is Sister Lucille. I'm asking for prayer for me and my children. God bless you.
Another prayer request?
Don't forget about Dr. Betty Johnson and our grandchildren. Please pray up for sure. And Malia and Anaya and Dante.
How are you? This is Mother Wilson, and I'm calling and putting in a request for Sister Rosemary Stokes. I'm not sure whether she has gone to sleep or not, but I prayed for her, and the Lord blessed her head, and she said she was just hurting all over, so I'm requesting prayer for Sister Rosemary Stokes that God would deliver her.
I believe the Lord touched her. We'll have prayer for her again. It won't hurt.
All right.
Are there another prayer request?
You can add my name to Mother Peterson. You can add my name.
Mother Peterson, who you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would there be another prayer request? Okay. If not, okay. Was somebody trying to come in? Okay, was somebody feel led to pray for these prayer requests before we turn it back to our chief?
Come on, thanks. Thanks of God.
Father, it's in your name that we come before you for the people that is requesting prayer. I don't have their name wrote down, but God, you got them. And we know that you know their condition, whether they are in the hospital or out of the hospital. We know that you is able to do that above and abundantly that what you have said and what you have promised. And look on our leaders today. Look on the prayer line leader. And God, we ask you to touch and deliver and dry up whatever it is that is bothering these people in the name of Jesus. We know that you can dry it up by the root in the name of Jesus. You can dry up tumors. You can dry up cancers in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, dear God, to look on the headaches. You can bind them also and cast them out. We bind it on earth, and we know you can bind it in heaven in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness because you're so good to us, Lord. And you went to the cross for us and for all our suffering and all that is wrong with all of us that is suffering in the name of Jesus. And God, help us to get closer to you through our suffering. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, God. We thank you for the mercy that you have shown us already. We thank you for the deliverance that you have done already in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we don't want to forget Ambassador Hodges and Ambassador, all of the ambassadors, Bishop Higgins and all of them. God, you touch them. You know what they need. You know the heart desire. And you know that they desire not to be hurting. And, Lord, we can't travel and do what we need to do in pain. But we know that you're able to deliver us so we can carry your word and do what you would have us to do. In the name of Jesus, and bless us, St. Henry. Bless everybody, oh God. Help us to have the right mind and the right attitude that we would be able to do what you would have us to do in a forgiving heart, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Such a wonderful prayer. Amen. Could we have one more prayer before we turn it back to Kachi? One more person would like to pray.
Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight to give you your honor and praise. We ask you to forgive us for anything we did or said that wasn't pleasing to you. Lord, I lift up Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson. God, restore his body right now. Heal him up in Jesus' name. And Lord, we lift him up. First Lady Betty, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, keep our heart in prayer. Bless all of his grandchildren, name by name. And Lord, we bless you. Bless the ambassador, ambassador-elect. Right now, in the name of Jesus, keep their heart in prayer. Lord, we lift up Bishop Hagen right now, in the name of Jesus. Sister Dias Church, we are here. And lift up the First Lady Hagen right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless each and every one that's going through. Their bodies is nothing too hard for you. You told us to ask. So we're asking, we're believing. You said we have the faith. You got the power. So, Father, we know if we have the faith, we have the power that dwells within us. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the youth. We thank you for the first group prayer line. We thank you for the blog line. Lord, break yoke, deliver, and set free right now in the name of Jesus and all over the world right now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace, 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 peace. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the mother of the nation, Lord. Encourage her, Lord. Bless her family, Lord. Use her in a mighty way. Keep her with strength, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful prayer. Right now, we thank you for each and every one. Say them the Lord rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this ship. Thank you for Missionary Hendricks. Right now, in the name of Jesus, use her in a mighty way. We thank you for Sister Bryson, Lord, touch her mother, heal her, encourage her. And Lord, we lift up the shut-in prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. Let the blood be over it, and then the anointing use each and every one in Jesus' name. And we forever give you the praise. Bless, 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 bless. We ask you to keep the front and the back door closed on our miracle. Bless. In Jesus' name, we forever give you the praise. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Such a beautiful prayer. Don't forget to tell who you are. Amen. Back to our chief.
I think that was Geraldine Garnett.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Well, God bless you. You prayed a beautiful prayer, Sister Garnett.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And then our first prayer warrior. It was great, great. We had some great prayers on here tonight. God, for you. Heavenly Father, I just want to add to these wonderful prayers that you would look on these precious people and grant their heart's desires. Oh, God, touch them. And even if there's any problem in their body, that you would heal them in the Jesus' name. Those who are having trouble with their bodies, Lord, moving their arms and legs, our shoulders, our hips, having problems breathing with asthma or any other thing, emphysema or COPD, having problems with their eyes, or having diabetes problems, having back problems, leg problems, joint problems, whatever the problem is, headaches, all these things are bind you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and remind you of the prophecy I got many years ago when I was very, very young. But that prophet came and said, you shall not suffer any of these terrible things that life to come upon the people. God's going to keep you in good health, great health. And God, I believe that. I receive it now. And God, I want that to happen for everybody on this line. They don't have to go through all these plagues or anything. That you speak great health to them, great strength. Yeah. Lord, you're giving them strength to praise you, to magnify your holy name. I'm asking you in the spirit realm, because some people don't understand it in the natural. But in the spirit realm, I'm asking you to allow the anointing to go into each and every one of their bodies and sit there with whoever is trying to set up camp. I curse the very root of it. I curse that fire of affliction. God, put it out. Put water on it and dash it out. And let that person be healed completely. The glory of God be in their body. The power of God permeate everything about their body. In fact, it's not their body. Their body, that body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. And God, since it's your body, I'm asking you to dispatch your anointing in there to completely heal it, set free. Look on those who have to go to court for any reason in an unjust system, Lord, with judges who perhaps have been made angry about something else and come to court and take it out on the race that is so minority race. God has sentenced our men small crimes to 30 and 40 years in prison. It's not right, God. I'm asking you to correct that thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then release those who have been unjustly sentenced, serving 20, 30 years for smoking marijuana, when they're trying to legalize it now. Oh, God. And yet, people who commit white-collar crime get a country club for 1 year. God, we need your help. It's not right. Somebody's sister, somebody's brother, somebody's uncle, somebody's grandchild. In prison, Lord, send us unjustly. Please, please, Lord, look on them and help them, God, to get out and be released and be pardoned in the name of Jesus. All of us make mistakes. You're sending people down sometimes for life simply because they've been mistaken. I never will forget when I was a young boy, well, a young man, and God, somebody robbed a store, and they pulled me over and stopped me because the inscription was a black young man wearing a white shirt, and I had on a white shirt as normal, as usual. And they pulled me over. I was in that red convertible. And they pulled me over, and God, they took me back to the store. And you stepped in. They took me back to the store so the woman could identify me. That woman had just said that I was the one who black folks looked alike to her anyway. And, but God, you protected me from that situation where she said I wasn't the one. Oh, God. My life seemed like it was hanging between in the bounds, but you protected me. Lord, protect these young black men being killed everywhere.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
God, we need your help. Bind the enemy. The resurrection blood of Jesus. The resurrection blood of Jesus. God, let the blood of Jesus stand against what the enemy is doing in the court system. Go in the court, and three-fourths of them are black. One-fourth may be Mexican. And make out all those lower class, one white. God, it just points to the fact that something's wrong. God, nobody can fix it but you, because the judges think that's my courtroom and can't nobody tell me what to do. Oh, God, and we're left seemingly in the hands of the judges. But God, I hear you saying, not so. You got us in the palm of your hand. Lord, set these men free who've been unjustly sentenced. And the judges don't feel no remorse. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now bless us tonight. We're going to give you praise at about 9:35. Glorify you and thank you for what you've done in Jesus' name. Bless every person on this line. And we do give you praise and adoration for everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
you,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you,
God.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you.
We thank you for Jesus after this. Thank you, thank you.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you for
dying.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank
you, thank
you, thank you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. You heard every prayer request, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You believe in prayer, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God. You heard every prayer request. Made it much. So we believe, Lord, in prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
Lord.
We are healed by Christ.
Hallelujah.
We are enabled.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
bless your name, Lord God. Oh,
Thank you. Him to just send the rain and put it out in California.
Oh, let's do it. Amen. I agree with you.
Freezing, grab the water in the wind.
Who wants to pray that prayer? Come on, pray it. We're going to join you and agree with you.
Yes.
Anybody?
Hey, glory to God.
Come on. Yes, Mother Wilson, go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are able to do that above and abundantly.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to send the water to California and put the fire out. You send the flood in Louisiana. And I know you're able to send the water to put the fire out. The fireman can't put it out, Lord. It's going to take you. And you told us to act and it should be given. And God, we believe that we ask you that you will see a sign and you will put the fire out so people's houses won't get burned down, so that their souls won't be lost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are on the prayer line, and we ask you tonight to call that fire and conquer it in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we're looking for it to be done. You stop the rain, oh, when we ask you, God, and we know that you're able to stop that fire in the name of Jesus. And by the power that is invested in us, God, we bind that fire right now in your name on earth. And we know that it's bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, and we'll thank you, Lord. We'll give your name to faith because we put the fire out. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Now, that's the kind of request that we took them to.
Oh, thank you.
Plus
we
other requests. But that kind of request. So nobody can do that but God.
Thank you.
Tell you something the other day. We just lagging on our roof at our church and just lagging. Just seemed like they got most of their money. You know how certain people do and get most of the money and then they'll go start something else and, you know, look like they were trying to do that and lagging on our roof. But you all on this prayer line prayed that God would touch and let them finish that roof. And the next day, oh my God, it looked like it was night and day. They put up a hose. They put the roof on the whole side of the church. Amen.
Jesus.
And then went on another side. I'm telling you, it was like somebody lit a fire under them. And if God can do something on my roof, let me tell you, that's a sign. God will hear our prayer on that fire in California. This prayer line touches nations. My God put nations on here, 195 different nations listening. And over 100 million listeners. Listen, we are to pray for the world. This prayer line is to pray for the world. You hear stuff happening? Some of y'all, we prayed, I think, for Louisiana, but we prayed for Mother Johnson, Ambassador Johnson down there. Let's pray that God would turn the situation around down there with all the flooding in Louisiana. And then pray for those people that they would all of them find places to live and all of them would get fresh water. And clothing and things like that. This prayer line, God has anointed it so we can pray for things like that. And you'll hear on the news where God has turned around. That's what I call a bona fide miracle. You'll hear where God has turned things around.
Yeah.
Amen. All we got to do is just pray. That's what God has set this aside for. That this would be a prayer line and a praise line. Because we get many of these things answered through all this praise you're sending up. Let me tell you something. When you ask God for something or people make prayer requests, and we thank God 1,000 times, don't you fool yourself. That means a lot to God. Yeah, I tell you how to realize how much it means to him. Notice how the devil gets loose and tries to hinder us from praising God like that. Yeah, just as means so much to the devil. He doesn't like it. He hates it. He don't want to hear us saying, thank you, Jesus. Glory. Because he ain't got nobody who will praise him like that. They're jealous of him. They got a spirit they want to take over. The same spirit he had up in heaven. He was trying to be jealous of God, trying to take over the leader's job. And all like that. God is the leader up in heaven. He was trying to come against him and take over the job. He was trying to be the leader. He was trying to be the king. The same spirit he got. He got that same type of people coming after him now. Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
So we got the power on this line to pray mighty things like that. Bring them and challenge God. And I don't mean challenge him, but, you know, bring it to God and let God fix it. We can't fix it. Thank you, Mother Wilson. And I appreciate you doing that. And let's watch the news and see what God does.
Oh,
I tell you, one little man, Bernard Johnson, they misused me on my mortgage. Got so high, charging all them interest. I went to God. Said, God, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, whatever it is, Freddie Mae and Fannie Mac, whatever it was, they were big tycoons in the mortgage industry, misusing so many people. I told God about it. I said, God, fix that thing for me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 2 weeks later, I heard on the news, everywhere, all over the news, that Freddie Mae and Fannie Mac had gone bankrupt. Amen. They better be glad, because I almost prayed against Bank of America. Yeah, misusing so many people. And all these interest rates they be putting up, trying to make so much off these folks. And one of the things I'm thinking about praying about are these car dealers. Somebody's making money. Why everywhere you look, why are car dealerships popping up?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, you got to open your eyes.
Yeah.
Mister, everybody else broke.
Mm-hmm.
But they building 2, 3, 4, 5 car dealerships everywhere. Something's going on. And they making money, unusual money, off of people. You don't know what they charge in car dealerships. You go to buy that new car, and they might make $15,000 off of your car. Or they might make just the interest and stuff. That ain't right. It's not right.
Amen.
We are not only to encourage, but we are to exhort, and we are to speak against certain things, and we are to give good advice. We are to discipline, speak of the Lord's things, and we are to pray and ask God to fix things too. So thank you, Mother Wilson. God bless you. I've held y'all long enough. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of, I got a feeling everything going to be all right, because that says what I believe is happening. Every prayer we pray on here, I believe God's going to fix it. And then let's shout a little bit on the Holy Ghost we have. God bless y'all. Anybody want to say something before I go?
Keith, it's Ambassador Hendricks, 912 area. I just want to say God bless you and God bless the Mother of the Nation, everybody on the blog line.
Thank you.
Well,
so
God
much.
Bless all of you, Mother Stern. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been double duty all day long in prayer. God bless you all. Be encouraged, and we'll hear you on tomorrow morning.
God bless all of you. Anyone else? All right. Let's go out with the Holy Ghost Rehab in just a minute here, and God bless you. It's going to be all right.
Thank you,
Mother
Lord.
It's going to be all right. Whoever we pray for tonight. It's going to be all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Woo. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, God. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's go to rehab. Holy Ghost rehab.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you,
Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Father.
Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, God bless you. We've had a wonderful time on the youth prayer line tonight, on the blog line, on the prayer line this morning. Amen. God bless all of y'all. May y'all have a wonderful night. May the Lord bless you and be with you in every aspect. And we just want to tell you we love you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Thank you.